Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, theastrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. And on tonight's show, I am going to be talking about the planets this week. And what a week we have. It's probably the biggest week definitely of the month, but I'm thinking maybe even of the season and perhaps the year. And that is because, drum roll please, we have Uranus, planet of the unexpected, the unpredictable, the radical, and the brilliant changing sign. Now, this is really, really big news. Anytime an outer planet changes sign, and that's anything from Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, it's big, big news. And so Uranus is changing sign from Aries into Taurus after 7 years. So this is huge news in the astrological world. And not only is Uranus moving into Taurus tomorrow, it's also wreaking havoc all through the Northern Hemisphere's summer on top of being in Taurus. Now, you've got two completely different energies. You've got Uranus, the radical, rebellious, freedom-loving planet, coupled up with Taurus, the very solid, stable, steady influence. And so when you bring those two together, anything can happen. Taurus is also the sign of money. So a lot of astrologers have been talking about unstable financial markets. And usually when a planet changes sign, the influence a lot of times is felt more strongly in the very beginning. Now, also what we've got going on when Uranus moves into Taurus, we've got warrior planet Mars moving into Aquarius, which, you know, Taurus and Aquarius are two signs that are at odds with each other. So here you have Uranus and Mars, very volatile planets, both of them, at odds with each other in two signs that don't get on. So if you put all that together, it's like, you know, bonfire of huge proportions. And if you look at Hawaii and what's going on there now with the volcano erupting and scientists thinking that it could get worse, it makes perfect sense for Uranus moving into Taurus. Taurus is an earth sign. It's also the sign of earth. So anything to do with the soil, the earth, the ground, the mountains, the land is all about Taurus. So Uranus, the planet of the unstable, moving into Taurus, one of the most stable signs of all. So we will see what happens over the summer, especially with these two volatile energies coming together. Mm. Actually, they're not even coming together. They're sort of at odds with each other. Now, the interesting thing is that we've got a royal wedding happening this week, and I thought the timing was really, really odd, because with Mars and Uranus at odds with each other, it seemed like a really strange time to get married. I'm sure there's a lot of other couples out there getting married, but a royal wedding under this sort of planetary influence just seemed really strange timing to me. But hey, you know, if they had consulted with me on a good time to get married, I would not have picked this week, that is for sure. So the headline of the day, the week, the month, the year is Uranus, unpredictable Uranus moving into solid, stable, steady Taurus, where it will be for the next 7 years. Now, this event hasn't occurred since 1941. And so think about what happened back, you know, late 30s, early 40s. Of course, it was World War II, but also we had the Great Depression. And so there once again, it's like the unstable financial markets. And then we went into a depression. Will that happen again? Who knows? You know, it's a different time, different other planetary energies, but everything sort of points to unsteady, unstable financial markets. And of course, an unsteady, unstable Earth, because Taurus is the ruler of the Earth. And so then hence we've got this volcano erupting in Hawaii. What else is going to happen around that? Well, we shall see. So for the next 7 years, when Uranus is in Taurus, it will shake up our ideas of money and our possessions and property and our values, and, you know, possibly changing our view on these things, our personal view, not just our global view, but our individual view. And of course, you know, how is Uranus in Taurus going to be affecting you? And if you don't know, I suggest you get a free chart wheel from my website, theastrologer.com. And then you will find a chart wheel, free chart wheel menu under astrology. And then you can see where your planets are and do you have any planets in Taurus, which means whatever planet you may have in Taurus, Uranus is going to be shaking that up. Or which house is Uranus transiting through for the next 7 years in your chart, or which houses, I should say, or house. So, there you will find that part of your life may change and shift in ways that you had not expected. So it's like Uranus in Taurus can certainly make us feel like a tidal wave has hit, but it's not all doom and gloom. It's just there's big shakeups coming, and they're coming really fast and unexpectedly. So the next few years will be a time where we're all shaking things up. And rattling the status quo is probably one way of saying it. So, of course, as I said, Uranus moving into Taurus, Mars is moving into Aquarius. This week we also have a new moon. And then on Sunday we had communication planet Mercury moving into Taurus. So this is interesting because that means that Mercury and Uranus are together or conjunct in Taurus. And anytime you get Mercury and Uranus coming together, it's very much about brilliant innovation, incredible innovation. And I was just reading in the news this morning, which I've never seen anywhere before, but there's Elon Musk, you know, the guy connected to Tesla and the first guy out into space or something like that. He, which surprising to me, has already built this tunnel under Los Angeles. And it's a tunnel, it's a few miles long, and he hopes to change the way that people are transported in LA, you know, major traffic jams and all that sort of stuff. So he has built this incredible tunnel, which sort of took me by surprise because I tend to follow the news and what's going on, but I must have missed this completely. And he's built this amazing tunnel, which will not only transport pedestrians and bicyclists, but also cars. And so the cars will get into the tunnel and they'll be hooked onto something and they'll be zoomed through the tunnel. It's not driving through a tunnel. It's basically transporting cars through a tunnel. And he hopes that may be the answer or the help to the traffic in LA. So that's just my little example of Uranus in Taurus, you know, tunnel through the earth. As I said, Taurus is the sign of the earth. And Uranus is like brilliant innovations and, you know, scientific, futuristic type of stuff. So over the course of the next 7 years, we can be expecting breakthroughs to do with the earth, maybe to do with farming and agriculture that's ruled by Taurus. And just the tunnel was just a classic example for me, just reading about it for the first time this morning. Probably everyone else knows about it, and I feel like I'm a bit behind the times of not knowing about this tunnel, which must have been going on for a really long time, but now all of a sudden it's in the news, or in my news. So Uranus moving into Taurus coincides with Mars moving into Aquarius. So it's really fascinating because Tuesday we've got so much going on. You know, new moon in Taurus, Uranus moving into Taurus, Mercury just moved into Taurus, and then Mars in Aquarius. So there is a lot. Oh, and of course, at the end of the week, which I nearly forgot about because there's so much going on Tuesday, but on Saturday we've got love planet Venus moving into Cancer. So there's a lot of planetary activity going on, a lot of shifts, a lot of changes. But I have to get back to Mars and Uranus clashing up there from our perspective here on Earth. Mars in Aquarius, Uranus in Taurus, clashing throughout the summer. And so when these two planets clash, they're going to bring a lot of upheaval and instability and very much volatility because of the involvement. Both Mars and Uranus, they can be very volatile just on their own. So this energy will continue because Mars turns retrograde late June, and then it will, because it moves a lot faster than Uranus, but when it turns retrograde, it slows down and reverses. So then it's going to be squaring Uranus all over again throughout the summer. And then, of course, not only is that not enough, we've got eclipses during the summer as well. So there's going to be a lot of change, unexpected change. Be careful, tempers may flare, but not just on an individual level, perhaps on a global level, like shocks may come out of nowhere. And, of course, fluctuation with the financial market. So when Mars is in Aquarius, Mars, the warrior planet, moving into Aquarius tomorrow, and it's an extra long cycle for Mars because typically Mars stays in one sign for about 6 weeks, but it is an extra long cycle because of the retrograde. And the retrograde is happening on June 26th. And then Mars will be retrograde in Aquarius throughout the Northern Hemisphere summer, and it continues to retrograde into Capricorn, because Capricorn is the sign before Aquarius, and that happens on August 12th. And then finally, Mars will turn direct August 27th, and that's around the same time, actually, that we have this amazing, on August 25th, we have an amazing Earth, grand Earth trine, and that's between the Sun, Saturn, and Uranus. So it's not all bad, it's not all scary, and there is sort of like a happy ending at the end of the summer with this grand Earth trine. And that's especially so, it's fortuitous for people born the very beginning of Earth signs, and that's Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. So if you're a Taurus born in April, a Virgo born in August, or a Capricorn born in December, this is really good news for you. And so that is known as a grand Earth trine. So back to Mars in Aquarius. Uranus moves into Taurus tomorrow. Mars moves into Aquarius tomorrow. And so Mars in Aquarius is all about asserting our independence and our individuality, breaking free from other people's expectations, experimenting, wanting to be more of our true, authentic self, and letting our freak flag fly. If you understand what that means, it's sort of like letting it all hang out and just being who we are and being our eccentric self, whatever that may be. When Mars is in Aquarius, and I have a feeling because it's clashing with Uranus in Taurus, many of us might not like being told what to do. And if you have any sort of authority issue, they will appear during this season. And just be careful, you know, like don't do something just for the sake of doing it or just for the sake of being rebellious, because you might find yourself in a lot of hot water. So there you have it. So I'm going to take a step back and talk about more about Uranus in Taurus, because it really is huge, huge, huge news, not only because it's an outer planet changing sign, which happens every 7 years. The cycle of Uranus is every 84 years. But it's more so as well like what Uranus is doing when it's in Taurus and the havoc it might be creating. Now, it's not all doom and gloom. There are some nice aspects that it will be forming, and I'll cover those in just a minute. So Uranus moves into Taurus. That is happening May 15th, which is tomorrow. And Uranus will be in Taurus until April 26, 2026. So that's April 26, 2026, which sounds very futuristic in my mind, although it's only a few years out. So Uranus first entered Aries, where it is right now. It's taking its very last breath in Aries before it moves into Taurus tomorrow. And let me get a little bit specific here. Yes, tomorrow morning, it's an outer planet, and, you know, things don't really happen right to the second that a planet changes sign. But just for all you astro geeks out there, Uranus will be moving into Taurus tomorrow morning at 8:23 a.m. Pacific time and 11:23 a.m. Eastern time. So there you have it. Mark it down in your calendar. It's something to be celebrated. So on that note, I am going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week and, of course, the buzz amongst astrologers is Uranus, rebellious Uranus moving into stable Taurus. What is going to happen? Well, Let me think here. So just before the break, I was talking about the volcano erupting in Hawaii, which, of course, is classic Uranus in Taurus. Taurus is the sign that rules the Earth, and Uranus is unpredictable. And so Uranus, it doesn't slow down, and it's not quiet for anyone. And so when it's even when it's placed in stubborn and steadfast and predictable Taurus, you still have this clashing of energy. So Uranus in Taurus will shake up our ideas of money, property, values, changing the way we think about these things, and over the next few years, perhaps an unstable financial market. So I mentioned that the last time Uranus was in Taurus, we're in the Great Depression, we had World War II. So it's like Uranus didn't start or end these things, but it was like right in the period in the middle of what had happened. So, you know, and the results of that just exploded to the surface when Uranus was in Taurus. So, you know, with Uranus in Taurus, people might become more involved with themselves, taking care of their own needs, their own values. Maybe globalism could be replaced by nationalism at an ever-increasing rate, which is we've sort of seen that, you know, the past few years with Uranus in Aries, now in Taurus, it might be more so. So it's like, as I said, Uranus in Taurus, because there's a square from Mars in Aquarius that very same day, tomorrow, it's like it'll be wreaking havoc from day one, from the very beginning. So, you know, with this square, a square is always about friction, challenge, tension. So Mars entering Aquarius, Uranus entering Taurus on the very same day. That's tomorrow, Tuesday the 15th. It's creating an immediate square between, you know, these two potentially volatile energies. And as I said, on June 26th, Mars goes retrograde, which means its energies start to move backwards. And so then Mars will continue to keep sort of coming at Uranus from the square, and it just keeps going on and on throughout the summer. So when Mars turns retrograde on June 26th, it's like the world will have its collective finger on the self-destruct button, because when you get Mars and Uranus in a hard aspect, it's super volatile. So it's like it's a time for cleansing, but it's sort of like we have to go through this challenge first. So and also starting in June, we've got Jupiter, the planet of excess. It's currently in Scorpio. It will make a wide opposition to Uranus for the first 2 months Uranus is in Taurus. So basically May, June, July, there is a very wide square from Jupiter in Scorpio. So as I said, Jupiter is all about excess, and Scorpio is about things that have been hidden. And I keep bringing it up, like if you listen to the archives on Times, on the shows from the previous weeks this year, it's like I've been talking a lot about hashtag me too, which I'm connecting to Jupiter in Scorpio. Now, the other thing is Jupiter is currently retrograde. So it means that things are going to be really dredged up in sort of unexpected ways. Now, Scorpio and Taurus are the two signs of money. And so you've got these two planets in the two signs of money standing opposed or opposite each other. So it's like the volatility is just getting bigger and bigger with the square from Mars, Jupiter, Uranus in opposition. It's like there's a lot of excessive volatility that's going to be going on for the next few months. So when you face off Jupiter and Uranus together, these are planets that prefer no boundaries at all. But the thing is, they're both in fixed signs, which will cause frustration and blocked energy, especially with the Mars retrograde, because Mars is the planet of energy. And when it's retrograde, it's like that's also about frustration. So we can expect a lot of frustration to come up very soon. Now, the other thing is with Uranus in Taurus, what it's going to be doing later in the year, October 5th, love planet Venus turns retrograde in Scorpio. and that's at 10 degrees. 10 degrees Scorpio, Venus turns retrograde, and it will be opposing Uranus in late October. So then again, Venus is the planet of love and money. Again, financial. You know, finances are coming up with this Uranus moving into Taurus. It's really going to be shaking things up. We can expect sudden changes in what people value with this type of energy throughout 2018. You know, and people might change their minds and they don't even really know why. Or maybe their reasons are a secret because of the Jupiter in Scorpio. So it's like there could be strange alliances forged while traditional ones are broken. Taurus is a very traditional sign. Uranus is a very futuristic planet. So, again, the example I used before was Elon Musk's tunnel under LA, which I only just sort of found out about, which is sort of weird. But it's like, you know, Taurus is the sign of the Earth. Uranus is the planet of futuristic scientific brilliance and innovation. So, you know, Uranus can certainly make 2018 feel as if a tidal wave has hit, but it really isn't all doom and gloom, but it's like just sudden, unpredictable changes and things going on. And we will get a little reprieve in September through towards the end of 2018 because we've got Saturn and Uranus, as I said before, grand trine in Earth signs. So there is a practical dimension to Uranus's instability. So it's like, even though Uranus is just this, you know, rock the boat, there is some stability because Taurus is a very stable sign. So look, you know, just looking beyond 2018 with Uranus, there will be a trine from Jupiter when Jupiter moves into Capricorn, and that will be December 2019. So, and that happens 2019 through January 2020. So it brings knowledge to Uranus's brilliant madness. So it's a really good time, end of 2019 through 2020, with the trine between Jupiter, planet of expansion, and then the brilliance of Uranus. And then the first half of, I'm getting way ahead of myself here, but the first half of 2024 brings a conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus while Uranus sextiles Saturn and Neptune. So what this gives us is a societal and global change that makes life better for the other 99% of us, making the dream of transformation that began in 2023 when Pluto enters Aquarius. So in other words, what all that gobbledygook means is this is the start of huge, huge global changes for the next 7 years while Uranus is in Taurus. And it's not just Uranus in Taurus, it's the connections it makes to the other outer planets. And then, of course, Pluto, the big heavy hitter of the zodiac, changes signs as well, and that's going to happen 2023. So it's like there's a lot coming. And before Pluto does move into Aquarius, we've got Saturn and Pluto forming a conjunction in 2020. Saturn and Pluto are the two intense heavy hitters, and they come together in 2020. So it's like we're at the start of like global change. And I mean, throughout history, there's always been global change. This is big. This is really big with all this sort of planetary influence going on and change and connection and, you know, and again, it's nothing to be scared of. It's just it is what it is. But it's like we can expect a lot of changes. So Uranus is associated with rebellions and revolutions and earthquakes and volcanoes. Anything that erupts with sudden, unpredictable force and changes life as we know it. But, you know, the effects don't all have to be disruptive. It's just most of them are. Uranus is the ruler of original thought, unique inventions, improvements on tradition. So it's like it's the development of science or humanitarianism. Uranus rules the sign of Aquarius. So that's the other thing as well, is when Mars in Aquarius forms a square to Uranus in Taurus, it's like Mars in Aquarius, the ruler of that is Uranus, and it's, so it's forming a square to its own ruler. So in other words, it's like the energy is rebelling against authority in a really big way. And June 26th, when Mars turns retrograde throughout the summer, it's like that's when things get really intense. And so with Uranus, it's like it influences our sense of freedom and restriction. And it just makes us feel quite rebellious, especially with this square from Mars. It's like Mars is the planet that makes you want to take action. So it's not just sitting around getting really annoyed and upset about something and plotting and planning. It's actually we're doing all those things and we take action around it as well. It's like we take action. We're going to get stuff done for good or not for good. So Uranus encourages us to break out of our mold. It's like we break the norm and, you know, we find a new way of doing something. You know, it challenges the status quo. And, you know, the results are often quite dramatic, especially I can't harp on it enough about the square from Mars throughout the summer. So, you know, it might be traumatic for some because it's going to be a huge shakeup that's coming and it will be different than what we're used to because of the involvement of Mars in radical Aquarius and its ruler, very radical Uranus. So Mars in Aquarius, I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Mars in Aquarius, typically stays in one sign for 6 weeks. It's going to be in Aquarius for a long time throughout the whole summer because of the retrograde. So Mars moves into Aquarius tomorrow, Tuesday, May 15th. It will turn retrograde, which means the energy moves backward, June 26th until August 12th. And then it will continue its retrograde or its backward, appearing backward movement. I should just let you all know that the planets technically don't move backwards. They just appear to move backwards from our perspective here on Earth. They go in their orbit around the sun, they move at different speeds. And when they go really slow, they look like they are moving backwards when they're not. But the energy of when a planet is retrograde means that the energy goes backward. So the energy of the planet will move backward. So it will continue its retrograde into Capricorn from August 12th through August 27th. And then it will move forward back into Aquarius September 10th until November 15th. And then it squares Uranus, not just tomorrow when both change sign, but also on August 1st and September 18th. So these, and I keep saying through the summer, but really it goes through September. And then, of course, in October, we've got love and money planet Venus turning retrograde, and then it forms an opposition to Uranus. So it's sort of like everybody's having a go at Uranus. It's like one planet after another. And Uranus being the further out the planet, the more weight the planet holds. So it's like everybody's sort of wanting a piece of Uranus, but because Uranus is an outer planet, it's like nobody's going to get the better of Uranus. So in other words, unpredictability will reign for the next few months. So back to Mars in Aquarius. Mars is about will and energy. It's our sex drive. It's what we're passionate about. And when it's coupled with Aquarius, well, Aquarius isn't any of these things. Mars is very passionate. Aquarius can be very aloof. So on one hand, you've got Mars in Aquarius is the will and drive to be forward thinking and technologically minded and scientific and futuristic. So it's sort of like when you couple Mars with Aquarius, it's like being a strong, somebody who's strong-willed that's both unique and shocking, I think might be one way to put it, especially with the involvement to Uranus. So, you know, Mars, because it's the warrior planet, but when it's in Aquarius, it's going to be fighting with words and inventions rather than fists and being physical. So when Mars enters Aquarius tomorrow, where it will be for quite a while, many people might feel a strong urge to make the world a fairer and more progressive place. And that's because, you know, Aquarius is very forward thinking. So everyone should be free to do their own thing, of course, so as long as they don't get in anyone else's way. And Mars in Aquarius should also motivate people to seek and accept technological or new solutions to old problems. Now, that's very true because with Uranus in Taurus. Taurus is the sign of being conservative and quite traditional. So that's why it's going to be interesting to see how Uranus in Taurus plays out, especially with this square from Mars in Aquarius. So, you know, they're forming this square, and this is not a, this won't be an easing in. It'll be turbulent. It'll be a turbulent, brilliant moment when anything could happen. Now, the square is exact on the 16th, which is Wednesday. And again, for all you astro geeks out there, it's going to be happening at 3 minutes past midnight on Wednesday Pacific time. And then, of course, 3:03 a.m. Eastern time when Mars will form an exact square to Uranus. But, you know, again, it's like in astrology, it's never exactly on the, in the moment, in the minute. But nothing would really surprise or shock me with this type of volatile energy and unpredictability. So, you know, and if you're a fixed sign, did I mention this before? If you're a fixed sign, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio or Aquarius, sometimes fixed signs can be a little bit of a stick in the mud, but this energy going on throughout the summer is definitely going to be shaking you up, especially if you're an April-born Taurus, a July-born Leo, an October-born Scorpio, a January-born Aquarian. I'm talking to you especially. This energy is really going to be affecting the four fixed signs, but, you know, if you're born early in the sign. So there's going to be some conflict, and it's sort of like future, the past versus the future, invention versus tradition. And it might feel like there's a bullet train going downhill with these two energies. And then, of course, with Mars turning retrograde at 9 degrees Aquarius on June 26th, it's interesting because the next lunar eclipse is at that degree. It's all sort of coming together, all close to it. Anyway, on that note, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week, and the headline of the week, month, year is Uranus moving into Taurus, and I said it was going to be clashing immediately with Warrior Mars moving into Aquarius. Also this week, communication planet Mercury moved into Taurus, so it's going to be hooking up with Uranus, and it's also going to be clashing with Mars. So anytime you get Mercury and Mars forming a square, it's really about words and arguments and miscommunication and fighting. But when it's Mercury's hooking up with Uranus, it's like it's got the big guns behind it. So we need to take care with our words this week, not just this week, when this influence is going on, especially this week. So really, you've got Mercury and Uranus in Taurus, which means it can slow things down. So it's sort of like, instead of blurting something out because there's a square to Mars, it's like we're thinking a bit more methodically and slowly, and we're taking a little tinsy bit of time to consider an idea. Whereas normally when you've got Mercury square Mars, it's like just blurting things out and getting into a war of words, which could turn physical. But there's a certain sense of stability because Mercury and Uranus are in Taurus. So just by itself, Mercury in Taurus, it's about sometimes being a little bit stubborn with our ideas and opinions, and not looking to others' ideas and opinions, only thinking about our own. So this could get a bit tangled with this Mars-Uranus square this week and through the summer. Typically, Mercury in Taurus, it's about being very pragmatic, less interested in abstract ideas and more focused on like real world concerns, black and white type of things. And again, Mercury in Taurus, it could be about finances and commerce. But it's a good energy for sort of hands-on things like anything tactile, sewing, gardening, woodworking, pottery, practical crafts. Is a good use of this influence of Mercury in Taurus. So, as I said, Mercury is very close to Uranus in Taurus this week. So you've got Mercury conjunct Uranus. So it's a very intellectually stimulating influence. So normally, you know, like we're thinking faster than usual, but because they're both in Taurus, it slows it down and it just gives more practical thought. But we still are thinking and getting brilliant flashes of insight when Mercury comes together with Taurus, thinking outside the box, being innovative, futuristic ideas, maybe a little bit unorthodox with our thinking, and which might surprise some of us, especially if you're born early in an earth sign. It's sort of like suddenly you're buzzing with nervous energy and brilliant ideas seemingly coming out of nowhere. So on Saturday, we have love planet Venus moving into Cancer, where it will be until June 13th. Now, this is a very nice influence and sort of completely different to all the other stuff going on. So Venus, and of course, it all depends on how this transit affects your natal chart. But it's like typically Venus in Cancer is all about deep emotional connections, family connections, or the people you consider family are going to be really important to you. Now, it's interesting when I think about Mars forming a square to Mercury Uranus, it's like upheaval and turmoil and volatility and just things being very unpredictable. Then you've got, on the other hand, Venus in Cancer, which is very much about being attached to family or family bonds or people you consider family. So in some ways it's telling me that there is going to be upheaval and people will look to the connections, the deep emotional connections they have with their family or with their very close friends. So it's like casual relationships just don't appeal when Venus is in Cancer. It's like we crave intimacy with Venus in Cancer. For many of us, you know, it's very sensitive, we're soft-hearted, and we want to feel safe in our relationships where we can show our vulnerability or our fear with what's going on in the outside world. You know, and if we feel that our sense of security is threatened, think about the symbol of, you know, Venus in Cancer. Cancer is a sign of the crab. The crab goes into its shell when it feels threatened. It's also a very nurturing energy, very maternal. And so we want to, like, be at home because Cancer is a sign of the home. and feeling safe and secure at home with the people we love and trust. So that's where the focus is going to be in a personal sense. And it's important that we trust our intuition and our feelings. You know, Cancer is a water sign. It's very intuitive. So at this time, you know, when there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of upheaval out there in the world, that we be with the people that support us and trust our instinct. So also on Tuesday, if there wasn't enough going on Tuesday with Mars changing sign, Uranus changing sign, we have a new moon. Normally the new moon is the headline, but there was just so much other stuff going on. It's like it just got pushed to the back. So also on Tuesday, we have a new moon in Taurus. Now, I talk about the new moons every month. They happen every month, every 28 days. New moon is the very start of the lunar cycle, and the new moon is all about beginnings. But before you can have a beginning, you need to have an ending. So tomorrow we have a new moon in Taurus. And so without all the other stuff going on, just the new moon in Taurus in itself is all about practical concerns of life, the tangible, the black and white. It's like the things that just keep life going, they don't have to be big and exciting because we've already got that Mars-Uranus square going on. That's excitement enough. But it's like the new moon in Taurus gives us like a grounding practicality. So the thing is, though, Taurus is the sign of money. So new moon, new beginnings, and Taurus, sign of money. So we've got new beginnings around money. Now, with the Uranus in Taurus, there's the volatility in the financial markets. So all of this is sort of starting to add up and make sense. Just have your finances front and center during this time, because we just never know what rabbit hole we're going to be going down with these sort of influences around the financial markets. And it might not be a good time to make any major investments because of the volatility and the unpredictability in the financial markets, according to astrology. It might be a good time with this new moon in Taurus to think over how you can restructure your budget, and perhaps with Uranus, the brainstormer, brainstorm ways to increase your cash flow. So you can indulge in luxuries. Taurus is a sign of luxuries, without having to use your savings. So it's a good time just to think through new strategies. Don't rush into taking action just yet. See how it goes. Now, the other planetary influences this week, as I said, Mars is conjunct Uranus. Although, you know, on Sunday, Mars was still in Aries, Uranus is still in Aries, so they were both conjunct at the very last degree of Aries. So anytime Mercury, Uranus comes together, as it's doing this week, first in Aries, then in Taurus, our minds speed up, and it's like we're moving at a faster pace than usual. So it's like it's good just to sort of think outside the box. It's a good great week for brainstorming or coming up with innovative futuristic ideas. You know, and information comes from intuitive sources rather than, you know, typical classical or classic academic sort of sources. Anything unorthodox or rebellious will appear quite appealing or favored this week. There's a lot of mental stimulation going on when Mercury comes together with Uranus, like it is this week. And, of course, there's so much more going on because, you know, you throw in a square from Mars and everybody wants to take action on their brilliant new ideas that they've got going this week. On Friday, we have Mercury, still the same Mercury, planet of communication, forming a really nice trine to Saturn. Saturn is the planet of lots of things, but in this case it will be the planet of discipline, but in a good way. So a trine is a positive aspect. So if you think about the connection Mercury's making to Uranus, which is like this brilliant out-of-the-box innovative thinking, square to Mars, which is a little bit, words can get misconstrued. There might be a little bit of impatience. But the trine to Saturn really sort of levels it out. It sort of It's like there's a lot of, we've got a lot of attention and discipline. We can pay attention to details. And if we take a methodical approach, even though we've got Uranus there as well, it's sort of like a methodical approach, but in a different way. This is a good time to tackle any sort of administrative work, and being efficient, but in a new and different sort of way because of Uranus. It's a good time for studying and teaching as well, because Saturn is very grounding, very practical. And when it comes together with Mercury, planet of the mind, it's like we can really present our brilliant ideas and concepts in a really pragmatic and methodical way. Saturday, we've got Venus forming a sextile to Uranus. Both planets just change. We'll be changing sign this week. Venus into Cancer, Uranus into Taurus. So this is a really nice influence for the weekend. It's like try something new and different with those you love. You know, people will seem really interesting at this time. A lot of people will be playful, flirtatious, maybe a little bit restless. But really, Taurus is a very grounding and stable influence. So is Venus in Cancer. So it's like spend time with those you love, but do something different and unusual. Venus in Cancer means love of the home. So maybe spend time at home, but in a different way than usual. So now I'm going to move on to your weekly horoscope, if that all wasn't enough. So if you're an Aries, of course, expect the unexpected, especially when it comes to money. There might be a shock in store, but remember that you have many more talents than you realize. If one door closes, another will soon open. If you're a Taurus, your sign is at the center of celestial upheaval, so don't be surprised to feel shaken and stirred, which Taurus doesn't really like that much. But the good news is that these changes and surprises give you the chance to take control of your own life and to shift its direction significantly. If you're a Gemini, secrets aren't likely to stay secret for very much longer, so ensure that your dealings are all above board. Come clean if you have made mistakes, because the energy favors a fresh start. If you're a Cancer, your social life faces some major changes, and not all of them will be welcome. So if you do part company with someone, try to stay positive. There are many new friendships waiting in the wings. If you are a Leo, you could expect drama in your career or working life, quite possibly with you being pushed front and center against your will. It might be daunting, but seize the chance to show what you can do and demonstrate your skills with confidence. If you're a Virgo, a shock event may cause you to question your beliefs. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but reevaluating where you stand on certain issues is an important part of your spiritual growth. And be proud of yourself for being so flexible. If you're a Libra, in love, jealousy or deception could cause shockwaves, which could take a while to die down, so don't do anything in haste. But take time to reflect. Before you rush to judge your partner, ask this: are you whiter than white yourself? If you are a Scorpio, tensions in your love life will be easier to handle if you remain flexible and open-minded. Ha, ha, ha. Scorpio is a fixed sign after all. Don't dig your heels in against your sweetheart or you will both lose. Change is coming, so you may as well embrace it with a smile. If you're a Sagittarius, if you've been neglecting your health and well-being, events this week could be considered a warning or a wake-up call. So put your own health front and center of your priority list and start to find ways in which you can heal yourself. If you are a Capricorn, brilliant new ideas are flooding into your mind, but not everyone wants to listen. If you need to make a good impression, you're going to have to go big and bold. Shout your concepts from the rooftops. It's important that you are heard. If you are an Aquarian, a huge burst of energy heads your way, thanks to Mars, but this can lead to anger and frustration if you don't channel it well. Try sports or outdoor activities to help keep you on an even keel. Within the family, practice tolerance and patience as far as possible. And finally, if you're a sweet Pisces, boredom might be a huge problem, but beware of the desire to change things up just because. follow your instincts in your spare time, and learn how to skill up so that you can take on new challenges at work. And so there you have it. The big news of the week, of course, is Uranus, the planet of the unpredictable, moving into solid, steady, stable Taurus, where it will be for the next 7 years. Now, what we can expect from that are huge fluctuations in the financial markets. And of course, Taurus being the sign that rules the earth, you know, in the news lately has been the volcano erupting in Hawaii. There might be more of that to come with Uranus in Taurus. Now, what makes this different is that Mars, warrior planet Mars, is moving in to Aquarius, the sign of anything brilliant and futuristic. Uranus is the ruler of Mars, but they're at odds. It's the ruler of Aquarius, but they're at odds with each other now through the summer. And there are some exact square aspects between Uranus and Mars that happens May 16th. And again in August and September. So we are in for an exciting Northern Hemisphere summer. So that's it from me. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. Thank you for tuning in to The Astrology Show. I wish you a good week with Uranus in Taurus, and be sure to tune in next week.